get ready to go, because this is the Chet Show, and it's going to be fun.
Oh, hang on, I'm making
on the train, headed back to Indiana.
I like how you say that.
You know, the little cynicism, like, it may or may not be for you. I'm going to have a blast.
This is the beginning of a brand new Chad Matthew podcast. I know a lot of you have not heard me talk with so much passion before.
It's the beginning of a beautiful thing.
It's going to be an amazing friendship. It will. You're going to love me. Let's go. That's right, I do love that track. I hope you like it too. Wow, second show and on the solo. But as you guys know, I do like a little bit of solo time. I am a person of my own skill and nature, that is for sure. Today, I just want to really cover a little bit more about myself and get really nitty gritty, down and dirty, and optimistic about what I really want to bring to the table and who I kind of am. I guess we'll start with my social media, because it's probably the way that you have got to know me the most. My social media has been a really stable kind of foundation for me to build on my new, very sober and optimistic, healthy lifestyle. It has been a real journey, as you probably heard with Sep, that all these changes and these mammoth different kind of intervals of my life have happened so rapidly over the last few years. And social media has been probably the most instinctive thing for me to kind of relate to, because it's where I've really received a lot of the love, a lot of the respect, a lot of the inspiration that I get out of, you know, your quotes and just hearing, seeing, and being a part of people that I want to follow, that inspire me. And creating content for myself, it's really been a really massive staple for me. And I know you probably think I overshare, overpost, and there is a reason for this, people. There is a reason. Now, the reason was that I really wanted to be a part of production. So there's a lot of intertwining in the start of all of this podcasting. You're going to hear me back and forth, because I really have had one foot in, one foot out of so many things for so long. And it's only in the last couple of years that true direction and following the process of implicating an actual start into what I really do desire and want, and staple that hard and deep into my vision board, has really only just begun. This is such a new experience for me. It really is. Only 3 years ago, life was very, very different. Way before, you know, the lamb shanks and all that sort of stuff that we covered with Sep, and all before the fitness, you know, job and the fitness movement and all those sorts of things. You know, I'd been in the gyms. I'd had some time to kind of adjust and get, you know, you don't know, but I'll have to stop saying that, you know. That's going to be a bad habit. Now you're going to hear it every time I say it. But social media in the last 3 years has probably been my most helpful tool. It's allowed me to see myself the way that a mirror wouldn't allow me to see myself in a really bad mood, because the mirror will reflect how I feel right there and then, but it's not always the reflection that I want to embody or I want to feel. And what I felt was going out and living a healthy lifestyle and going out and living an active lifestyle, it was really, really good. But then it got even better when I started recording it, because I was inspiring myself, because I really saw the effort that I was putting in. And the effort kind of gave it a lot more substance, and it became a little bit more of, I'd say, just an instinctive way of feeling really positive about what I wanted out of the time that I was putting in. And then it became a hobby. So, and then it just became very annoying, I'm sure. And all you guys were like really annoyed because it was like there and there and there. But life wasn't always that way, guys. And I really want to open up and share that with you. I've been sober from alcohol and substances for about over 3 years. And that would be the longest time that I had been or have been sober from alcohol and substances in 20 years. There is a lot of story behind that. There is not a lot of negativity, not a lot of bad kind of criminal activity or anything like that, or cynicism. It was just self-dislike, treated myself really poorly, didn't have the confidence that I kind of really needed in my industry, in entertainment. You know, it's an industry that you really need to have a lot of hard nuts and balls and kind of believe everything that you're saying, everything that you're doing. And, you know, there's this very strange concept where you need to have confidence but not look too eager. You know, you need to be real, but you still need to play a character. You know, so there was a lot of confusion in someone who was struggling with a lot of personality problems. You know, I wanted this good life, and yet I was living this double life. So I kind of live with these kind of personality disjointed kind of scenarios for such a long time. And that kind of went back to when I was about 14. So around about 14 years old, I kind of left home, and this is way before social media, way before any of the things that we have now that kind of really put us out there and, you know, can either give us the best advantages or sometimes incriminate us. I'm looking to share as much as I possibly can. And if that incriminates me and people don't want to hire me because of my past, when I'm this incredible person I am today, and goddamn do I believe that, because I've worked so hard in creating the person that can be most open to wanting to better themselves. And you don't have to hire me. Simple as that. Don't hire me. If you don't believe in me, if you don't like me, don't listen to me and don't hire me. That's fine. That is fine with me, because my vision board sees me being quite happy without working with you. if that's the way that cookie crumbles. When I was about 14 years old, I never had the life of a youngster that I kind of really admired of a lot of people around me, and also of different, different shows and films and things that have us believe that there is this perfect family and this perfect life and this, you know, this most amazing journey that will just kind of one day fly open its gates and you'll be riding out on a white horse. And yes, I'm painting you a lovely picture of something that never actually ever happens. And I was not that boy. I was a hyperactive, energetic, very, very disgruntled and very angry little man. I was a very needy person. I still am. I still am very needy, actually. I'm one of those people who have so much energy, and I don't expect too much praise, but I love appreciation. I really do. I'd prefer appreciation over praise. Just someone who kind of, you know that look in someone's eye when they're kind of proud of you, you know, I love that. That makes me feel really, really, really good inside. And I was always fighting for that and searching for that. And I think that was what led me to living in the darkness of my own shadow, and living these double lives of people, you know, up on a stage, getting that little glimmer of hope. And then in reality, it kind of wasn't like that. And I lived so much in between wanting to achieve, wanting to be, and then having a reality. And that they weren't a very good marriage. Those couple didn't get along. So sobriety is a very new thing for me over the last 3 years. And I'd say the social media aspect of really introducing that, like, every day, all the things, all the excitement, it really enforces for me that I can be living a life that is enjoyable. I can do things on my own, and that I can invest in getting better in the things that I choose. Like what Sepp had said on the show previously, he wanted to invest in himself. And so he took a leap of faith in others to allow the process of learning. And that's such a hard thing when you don't believe in your own process of learning. And for so long, I lived in scripts. I just lived on other fantasy worlds and lives. Like, I basically just had my life living through these entities and personalities that came through text, you know. Oh, be this person. Yes, I will. I will be anyone but myself. That's fine with me. And it was really lonely. It was really lonely. And even when I had, you know, the relationships that I had, that was just another character at the time. And it's so bizarre looking back. And I have had a conversation with all my partners that I have had. And I've had five. And I consider partners to be people I've lived with. And, you know, if I haven't lived with them, for me, that's dating. That's just a personal preference. I lived in all of these different little shadows of myself, and I never allowed myself to be consistent. I was never consistent. Like, I would love to think I was. I would love to say I was, but that would be a lie. I wasn't. I was so up and down and angry, just really upset that I couldn't be grounded, that there wasn't this magical life that was going to happen. You know, I said to a friend of mine the other day, I'm one of those people who are always going to work in life because I love to strive. So I said to myself, I'm a person who's either going to work hard or harder. Because doing nothing is not an option. And that was my compromise with myself in my sober life. I had to say to myself, I am going to either work hard or harder. And either two of those will be rewarding, but one will have more and be more invested in. So those were my options. And that is my option through this sober time and in my life and in this time that I find to be the most rewarding so far. I mean, it's only been 3 years. I mean, we're talking 20 years of living in the dark shadows of oneself and all of a sudden clarity comes. It has not been a picnic. I tell you, it's been very scary. It's been so bizarre because you start to think, all right, so I had it wrong for so long. I had it wrong for so long. And that's what you all told me. Everyone was, because as far as I was concerned and as far as they were concerned, I was the loose cannon. You know, I was the hot mess. So it was only prevalent that they give me advice. I never knew at all that the world didn't have it together. And I swear, I promise you, I literally believed I was not getting it right. And I kind of resented myself for that because each time I continued the circle and each time that I, you know, created that negativity for myself, and hate on myself, and then obviously using something to block out, you know, wanting, because I didn't want to hate myself. I didn't want to, you know, dislike myself. So I utilized things that would stop me from being self-destructive, even though they were and are self-destructive. It was like, oh, you know, the sword is more powerful than the mind sort of scenario for me. It was like, oh, okay, let's use the sword rather than the mind, because the mind is killing me, but the sword may save me. So yes, I picked up substances and alcohol and kind of ran with that for such a long time, and I was functional. Not always. Not always at all. I was a hot mess. But I was functional enough to have the career that I wanted. And I really believed that everyone else had it sorted. You know, I really kind of thought that, okay, these people are telling me to get myself together, and this is what I need to do. And this is what has to happen if I want to have a better life. And it's not. What other people think is best for you and what they think you should do to have your better life is absolutely and could not possibly be any way, shape or form the right advice if they were at the same time focused on them. You can't live in two lives. You can't live two lives at the one time. You can't. You have to focus on you being you, doing you. And you can then tell or give an example of what has worked for you. But you can't tell that other person that this is what's going to work for them. You don't know that. You don't. And I really believed people, and it held me back even more. And that goes back to the start of this whole podcast in the preview. You know, in the pilot. And it was people never let me believe that where I wanted to start, where I believed that I could start in my life and drop these things. Because I didn't want to be on substances. I didn't want to be on, I wanted to stop hating myself. I wanted to stop being so negative and like just believe. Even if it's a far-fetched fantasy, I just wanted to believe that there is a life that you can create that you will love. And sorry, I'm getting a bit choked up here. And that's my dream. That's my dream. You know, I just want to create a life that I know I will love. Not what someone else will love, or not what will help others understand me or help other people come into my life. You know, they're welcome if they're going to be positive and happy and nice and helpful. They're welcome. You're all welcome. But I want to create a life that I have fulfillment in, that I, you know, really can say I was courageous. I really wanted to own that. I wanted to be the person that owned that for me. I think social media has been a really good starting block, because I know you can utilize it to be a business. I know you can utilize it to be a little bit kind of on the fake side and you know, overly emphasize your life. But for me, I haven't been doing that. I just wanted to see what that life would look like if I really made it happen, you know? And I think that's what I've really tried to do, because there are so many people who get to go home and have their arms wrapped around somebody else, or go back to their families and have Christmases and have big barbecues with lots of friends. And there's a lot of people who don't get those experiences. There's 7.7 billion people on the planet. not everybody gets to experience all those things, nor at the same time. And finding that inspiration sometimes when things are going good for you, but yet, you know, your whole circle life is throwing a spanner in the works and it's like, oh, where do I get that from? And, you know, so utilizing social media for me was seeing that there are people who I can relate to, who make me feel good about myself, who make me believe that they're also creating that picture, that dream, that reality. That's what I've been kind of doing for myself, you know. It's creating that picture, that dream and that reality, but in real time, you know. It's like it's real, it's happening. And then it became a hobby, you know. So it's become quite fun. I like to not share as many people that I have in my life on social media because I know how many people there are out there who don't have all those interactions. If you know by the looks of all these behind the scenes, these poor people that I'm with, like me setting up like five, you know, two, three cameras, and they're just there to have a good time or to work with me. And here's me running around them in their production, doing another production. You know, I couldn't imagine doing that in a personal setting. Even in a professional setting, it's so far-fetched. People think that I'm absolutely nuts and mad, but I think that they enjoy my energy because I get very excited. I'm like a puppy dog. But it has been a really challenging 3 years putting all that stuff out there. And I hope that it has resonated some positivity for people. I really do, because for me, where I'm putting my feet first is in my intention. And my intention is to create the vision of having a really wonderful and okay life. You know, not every day can be hyper fun, happy, over phantasmagorical, outrageous and excitement, but it can be okay. And I find a lot of that okay day in just kind of doing the coastal walk or, you know, going and feeding the ducks and just seeing them in their little lives, you know, without this whole socialism that we've got going on. And, you know, the animal world and kingdom, I'm sure they've got their trials and tribulations, but it's nice to step outside into their little world and kind of really enjoy watching nature and being a part of that as we are. You know, I think we forget a lot of the time that we haven't built nature out or on our cities. We've built our cities on top of nature. I think that is very missed. And I'll touch on that, I'm sure. Sober life is very difficult. It really is. Sometimes I don't know what's harder. The fact that I used to hate myself and dislike everything about me, or the fact that I'm doing all these things to better myself and other people resent me. it's a very difficult, because most of the people who resent me, ironically, for getting this last 3 years kind of grounded and in full throttle of bettering myself are the most resentful. And they're the ones that used to tell me that I had to get it together. I had to get my stuff together. I had to, you know, I had to pull my socks up. And it's so confusing. It really is. And I think that's why, well, I know that's why I want to share now. I'm ready. I'm ready to share. But I'm ready to be a part of a lot of conversations. You know, I don't want to just sit here and talk about how these things have affected me. I want to talk about how these things have helped me. And I guess I have to share how they affected me before I can let you know what the next step was. So, you know, I hope that this is coming across really, really helpful and really positive. I'm a wild ride. Like I love to talk. I really do. And I like to share. I feel that if anything is needed in our lives, in this century, in this time, in this world right now, is honesty, authenticity, and vulnerability. I think the computers are enough of all the things that don't have those things, and we need to home it in and continue with the evolution of the human race, not just the evolution of the computer race. And I think that we really need to be a bit more understanding of how we're going to develop ourselves. Not develop for ourselves, but develop ourselves. And I've been really working on that and doing a lot of reading and a lot of thinking and now a lot of talking. So this is kind of the stuff that I'm going to touch on when I'm speaking with guests. I really wanted to kind of dive in and kind of shock you with all this information. I mean, we haven't even touched the surface. This is just a broad brush stroke on a very, very clean canvas. And I'm hoping that this journey will really give you some insight that we don't have it together. We are working and living every day in a journey. There's no process, there's no stage of evolution of the day. There is of a race, which is to be the best specimen of oneself. And that's all I'm trying to do. And I hope that's what we can do with this show. And it's like, let's get back to basics. Let's just work on ourselves, you know, and be better people and better people to each other. And just more happy, happy-go-lucky. Because you got to live, laugh, and enjoy life. That's right. Hello. I am loving being in here. So I'm in this studio and I've been here a few times now. I've got a couple of cameras set up. But I'm not filming at the moment, but, you know, I'm just looking around at all these knobs, all these flashing buttons and, you know, talking about how technology, you know, isn't that helpful. And it is helpful. And I hope that technology can help this process as well. So it's not about, I will try very, very hard not to get too disgruntled about things and give my two bob worth, even though that'll probably happen because, you know, we've all got something to say about something, add or how we could have done it better. But I will try to not do those things. Well, I will try even harder when I'm with guests, but I'm not promising that I will try as hard when I'm on my own time with all of you. So I guess what I wanted to get out of today and talk about was how social media is impacting my life positively and where I came from, how I got here, and what's working for me right now. And the story is a lot deeper than that I've already shared, but it really has got a lot of that as my foundation at the moment. And social media has helped me a lot. And I'm really thankful for having these platforms now because, you know, a few years ago, working in the entertainment industry, you had to wait for an opportunity. You had to, like, someone had to call you in and, you know, talk about low self-esteem. Like, if they didn't like you, well, that was all you're going to get. Like, you didn't get a chance to even see what you done. You didn't even get a chance to kind of go, well, did you not think I was right for the role, or did you just not like the look of me? And you wouldn't even get that. Like, you just wouldn't get anything. So at least now with camera phones and social media, we can have a little audience that can give us some kind of, you know, energy back and kind of keep fueling that tank, because it is very difficult to work as a business. And the entertainment business is a business. If you think that people are running around and being celebrities, you know, entourages, and they're doing all that, they're calling all the shots, well, I would say that you were probably very wrong, because there isn't a person that I have ever met that isn't running their own show. And it is very difficult to run your own show because you've got a mission, you've got a direction, you've got a goal, then you've got to manage other people, then you've got to manage yourself, then you need to advance, so continuously learn how to keep growing all those avenues, expand, reinvent. Even now, doesn't that sound like a lot? It's a very tough game, you know. And the fact that social media has this opportunity now to help you with giving a platform to find your feet, find your niche, you know. I don't like the pigeonhole thing. I think that's ridiculous. I think that a person should be able to develop and grow in any form of art or industry. There's no point having one person do the same thing for so long because they're going to get bored, and then you'll only have their best for so long. So what's the point of wanting someone's best, paying for someone's best, when at any moment that best is going to slip away? You might as well nurture that and keep them growing and keep them interested and keep them giving us all in our businesses, in our homes, in our lives, in our families, you know, allowing people to go out and do that course or do that show or take that direction or quit that job and start a career. And we hold each other back at times because we're scared where that's going to take them. It's like, well, if you want the best in your life, then you've got to allow for the best in your life. But the best won't stay the best. The best will change. So you've got to allow to change. You've got to allow for the best to change. And if the best is a person that in your life, then you need to allow for them to keep bettering themselves so they can continue to be their best for themselves and for the relationships and for everything else that happens for them to be involved in. You know, there's this whole emphasis on wanting the best and needing the best and, you know, all that. But there's not a lot of emphasis on cradling, nurturing and developing what is and how you develop the best. It's talent. Talent doesn't showcase talent. Confidence showcases talent. And that comes with experience. And that comes with utilizing and doing and trying and I believe in failing. I think if something didn't go the way you wanted it, that's one interpretation. It happened. You said you wanted it to happen and it happened. It just didn't happen the way you envisioned it. Is that failing? Because to me that actually happened and that's what you wanted. You weren't specific enough, nor did you think even harder or really develop that plan tight-knit. Maybe you just went for it too quickly, or maybe you could have thought less about it and went for it a little slower. You know, so there's many things that I want to talk about on this show, as you can hear. And I hope it comes off really, really well. It's interesting having a full conversation with you guys and finding out what comes out of my mouth, because although I have some dot points of what I want to talk about and what I'm really feeling, I think the relationship is what I want to build first. So I want you to get to know me. I don't think that my social media represents me as an individual of purpose. I think it really showcases my professional and my practical way of utilizing my time. So I'm hoping that this podcast will give us a relationship based on trust, based on authenticity, based on everything that we talk about, and of course, the guests. The guests will give us the most value. I really believe that. And if you're a person who's got something to a lot of value. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you're interested in, what you'd want to share, because I think that the conversation always going and keeping that conversation going will really add to this this show and to this community. But me. There's a lot about me, guys. There's a lot about my background and a lot more to discover. There really, really is. I feel that I've spoke to you guys as deep as I can go today. I really do. I really think that I got out a lot of the stuff that I really have held back not sharing for quite some time. And I mean what I said before. If you don't want to hire me, if someone's because I wanted to share something that makes you feel uncomfortable, well, I'm not sorry for that. What I will be sorry for is the fact that you're holding back an individual because you feel uncomfortable. And if you're in a position of power, then your vulnerability and your power should be utilized a little bit more constructively by allowing the rest of the 7.7 billion people who may not be feeling uncomfortable allowed access to some power, some natural energy, real life, and integrity that comes from being honest, being open, and being real. I'm hoping that this works out really, really well for me, for my career, and also for this audience and for this community. I just think it's the right time. I think it's the right place for me to share. And there's some stories, people. I've lived in 3 countries and 5 cities. So that's what I'm going to leave you with that. But yeah, there's some stories. You know what I mean? That is going to be our show for today, guys. I am really excited to have shared that much with you so far. And I think this is going to be great. I think this is going to be really, really awesome. It's like a therapy session almost. But hey, you can always count on me. All right, guys. Live life. Love life and enjoy life. Why? Because you gotta.